Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch. I'm with the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T. Playing hard to get. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all your favorite podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. And if you found any of my stuff on TikTok, yes, we do capture a lot of cats and have a lot of target birds. Anyway, our two towns are going to shout out are in the European region. One is Clanton-on-Sea. They're in England. It's they're on the east coast of England, a little seaside town. They're near the Tindring Peninsula, a little bustling seaside resort. You got your pleasure pier, your arcades, your princes, your White Cliff theaters, your golf course, seaside walks, a pleasant place to spend a day. Our other town is Dijon, France. They're in the Burgundy region of France, capital of the historic Burgundy region, a principal wine tasting area. Also, I think you might be able to find a little mustard there. Dijon mustard. That's where it comes from. Vineyard tours, autumn gastronomic fair, beautiful place. Oh, and you can't miss the Gothic and Art Deco architecture.
Where is that?
Dijon, France.
Wow.
Giving y'all a round of applause.
I like Grey Poupon. All right, alcohol is always in heavy demand here on the back porch. You know, just because we like to drink here on the back porch, we don't like being called alcoholics. We prefer the term advanced drinkers. Today, I'm having the classic 7 and 7, my first love. If you're thinking about getting into the liquor, I didn't even kiss her. 7 and 7's a good starter drink. Kat, what you got?
We just had Juneteenth, so I have a lovely watermelon margarita, little red color. I couldn't find any strawberry soda. You know, just trying to celebrate it up.
All right, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, we couldn't let this one go. I know this happened like a month or two ago, whatever. But for some reason, the field goal kicker for your Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, he gave a 20-minute hate speech at Benedictine College. And this idiot's name is Harrison Butker. And trust me, even though the Kansas City Chiefs have won a few Super Bowls over the past few years, nobody knew the name of the Chiefs field goal kicker, but everybody knows it now.
I think that might have been why he did it, because nobody knew who the heck he was, and everybody's looking at Swifty and Ty Ty.
Stealing the spotlight. So Harrison Budface, he stood up there at the podium at Benedictine College. And by the way, getting a degree from Benedictine College, it's about as useless as getting a degree from Trump University.
Oh, don't say that. The nuns won't be happy.
I don't care. I mean, you can take that degree and wipe your ass with it. That's about all good that piece of paper's for. But anyway, Harrison Butface, behind the shield of religion and his so-called Christian faith, he told everybody that a woman's place is in the home, making pies and making babies.
I'm sure and all those girls standing there with their 4 years
They put in 4 years at Benedictine College to get to hear this guy get up there and go, yeah, go make me a cake, bitch. I mean,
Duncan Hines, a baby.
Hoping to go out into the world, right, and start their career. I mean, it was mind-blowing. And for some reason, this thing got political, okay? The Dems jumped in, the Republicans jumped in. It got all, like, the whole world now. Everything's political.
It's all I could see on TikTok for a whole week.
There was there was no political about it. It was either right or wrong. Okay, that's what this thing was. Anyway, so he went on. He took a run at Biden. Took a run at the LGBTQ community. We got to hear his stance on abortion, euthanasia. I mean, the shit that came out of his mouth, it was pretty jaw-dropping. And the other crazy thing about the story was the students at Benedictine College supposedly applauded after the hate speech was over, which that's kind of a bad look for the Benedictine grads. But 10 seconds after Harrison Butker, Buttface, right after his hate speech was over, the NFL released a statement saying, "We have nothing to do with any of this garbage that he said." Now, they didn't put it in that terms, but that's what they said. You know, there's a petition out, supposedly. This thing hit the fan, calling for the Chiefs to release this clown. Now, I guess Harrison Butker, Buttface, he hadn't noticed what's been going on in society over the past few years. Because believe it or not, Harrison, women have been moving to the forefront. Right, Kat?
Correct.
Let's see. Head of major corporations, directing award-winning films, taking over their own music careers. Hell, in the sporting world that Harrison Buttface participates in, they're trying to have female coaches, female officials, female announcers. Read the room, a-hole, okay? If I was a woman, I wouldn't go to one fucking Kansas City Chiefs game again until they got rid of this asshole.
Now, I'm sure there are going to be chicks with handmade tail outfits marching around in a circle.
I can't wait.
Arrowhead Stadium.
Maybe this is another soap opera move to get us to watch football. Okay. I don't know. I feel like we're being tricked. I'm like, some of the shit that comes out of these athletes' mouth, I'm like, I think they're going to go, I was just kidding. It's that fucking crazy. Now, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs,
who were at the White House today,
just another horrible organization. Not as bad as the New England Patriots, but close. Clark Hunt, this Einstein, he's the owner of the Chiefs, who has a smoking hot daughter, who is dumb as a brick. I think her name is Gracie Hunt. Did I mention she is smoking?
Okay,
hot.
It's okay. Been well established. Okay,
and did I mention dumb as a brick? Now Gracie, if before the Chiefs games, she likes to put on her best outfit, and parade up and down the selfies on the sideline. I'm watching. Keep going, Gracie. All right, check her out now. After this debacle from Harrison, the field goal kicker that they pay a lot of money to, she went on Fox and Fiends. Of course she went on Fox and Fiends and took up for the Christian views of Harrison Buttface.
Hello. She and Mama both came from the pageant world. They aren't exactly intellectuals here.
They look exactly the same. Now, Clark Hunt's wife, as you just mentioned, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt. Nobody knew his name either. His wife, she went on her socials and took up the hate speech that Harrison Buttface delivered at Benedictine College. Now, I thought being a Christian was being about love and caring and spreading the gospel. I didn't know it was about putting people down who don't have the same twisted views as you. Now, the whole Kansas City Chiefs organization, it's a fucking joke anyway. Days after Buttface gave his hate speech, two offensive linemen for the Chiefs were arrested for the ganja. I don't have a problem with the ganja, but, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, which is a regular occurrence during the NFL's summer break, to have multiple players arrested usually doing like 110 and a 45, weed blowing out the window, and then they get arrested. So Mr. Morris and Mr. Godrick were the two fine representatives of the Chiefs organization who got booked into the adult detention center there in Johnson County in the great state of Kansas. Then we had Mahomes, the quarterback. He came out and said, you know, Harrison's a good dude, man. He's a good teammate and all, man. Well, I just don't, you know, he's got his own views. And then Travis Kelce?
Yes. You ever heard of him?
Mr. Taylor came out and gave his view about, you know, I've been a teammate of Harrison. He's a good dude. I don't agree with all his views, but he's cool or whatever. And then Andy Reid, the coach, this fucking shill, this walrus-looking dude. Dude, retire. You're done. Go visit your son in jail. Go away. He got on there and went, yeah, you know, Harrison's a good field goal kicker. As long as he makes the extra points, I don't give a shit what he... I mean, the whole thing's a fucking joke. Now, they keep piling on the Chiefs, you know, which is easy to do. You got Patrick Mahomes, which seems like a good dude, surrounded by nothing. Dad gets a what? His third DUI during the Super Bowl week.
What a classic.
His brother, he's a fucking idiot. And then he's got his wife, Brittany, who can't, you know, not stick her face in any cameras that she can find.
Thank God for Mama.
I don't know. And again, the circus that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have brought to the Chiefs games last year, if that doesn't make you throw up in your mouth, I don't know what will. Now, there's a concern.
Just jealous. You're just jealous of their love. You're just jealous of their
love. I want
love.
A baby. I want a little Kelce now. Okay. There's a conspiracy theory jealous. Going on accusing the NFL of twisting the Chiefs' schedule around so that the Chiefs end up in the same city where Swifties' horrible concerts are taking place.
Sold
wow.
out.
Wow, who would
night.
Have thought of that Travis Kelce, an average tight end with nothing but air between his ears, it could have ruined football by dating a young lady who has supposedly sold millions of records and has zero talent. Hopefully the Chiefs, I hope they lose all their games this year. I know one thing. Clark Hunt, the owner, I know he's got plenty of bucks. He's going to need to put out some ducats because this Harrison Butker dude is going to need like three or four bodyguards wherever they go to play their games out of town this year. Because there's going to be people coming for this dude, mostly women, for sure, who are ready to let Mr. Buttface know what they think about his so-called Christian views. And, you know, it keeps getting crazier by the minute, professional athletes spewing their twisted views on any platform they can find. This is too easy. It's Aaron Rodgers. You talk about going off the deep end. I'm going to take a drink first before I rip him a new one.
Sure, he's got great time there in his New Jersey mansion.
I'll say this right to your face, Aaron, too, if I can ever get a chance. I'm not hiding behind the mic. I never liked this prick, right? You know, shitty attitude. Me, myself, and I look. Always been a turnoff. You'll find some people who have his back, but not many. Namely, his own family. They don't have his back. He keeps on digging this hole deeper and deeper each time he opens his mouth. I don't know what this dude is smoking. It must be some good shit. Now, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the New York Jets, one of the sorry-ass organizations ever, the Jets, who don't even play in New York. They play in New Jersey.
New Jersey!
Never sniffed a Super Bowl since 1969 when a young drunk named Joe Namath took him to the promised land.
Now, Broadway Joe,
back
baby.
In the, back in
you
the
can't
day,
do better than Broadway Joe.
Here's a problem. back in the day, the quarterback was the face of the franchise, right? But if you've seen Aaron Rodgers' face lately, nobody wants to look at that. He was a handsome cat years ago. That shit's gone. Dude's like 40-something now. Time to get rid of the porn stash. I mean, after Aaron got hurt, what, last year on the fourth play of the first game?
Magic.
The Jets paid him, I don't know, something like a mil. Right. 100 mil. Damn, that was four plays. Let me do that. That was $25 million a play. And I don't even think he got a first down. Okay. This dude has revealed since that's happened, what a deeply disturbed individual that he is. Now, after the injury, did Aaron Rodgers go like in private mode, like stay out of the spotlight, stay off his injured leg? Hell no. This twisted fucker, he showed his face on Pat McAfee's show on ESPN. Ran his ignorant mouth on every podcast he could find. He was at NBA games, US Open. He was at the Kentucky Derby. And just about anywhere and everywhere.
Remember me, I still have an ankle problem here.
He find a camera. This
remember,
dude is
I'm
popping
still
up.
Viable.
Right. He on the McAfee show, he threw Jimmy Kimmel under the bus and threw him in with that Jeffrey Epstein guy.
Right.
Who had it some island
no
while they were like.
No sense whatsoever.
I mean, it's gotten fucking crazy. Again, the pitiful New York Jets, who are supposedly are paying. If I was them, I would just pay this dude's contract off, get rid of him. Just, again, he's the face of your franchise, and this dude is coming out with one crazy fucking thing after another. He said the pandemic was created on purpose.
Well, you know, Bobby Jr., who said, you know, his brain's been eaten by worms, wanted him as his vice president. So
Kat's talking about Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running for president this year, in case you didn't know who he was, because nobody knows who he is. So Aaron was going to be his VP.
Or what he has done, not a thing.
Aaron supposedly sat alone in the dark for 4 days to try to decide whether or not to play another year in the NFL. That didn't work out, did it?
No, it didn't.
He questioned 9/11. We all saw it on television. He's like, oh, I don't know if I believe that. I mean, he went on Tucker Carlson.
You know, I hear a lot of conspiracy theorists like to print a lot of stuff like on their printer constantly. Maybe he's printing too much stuff. I don't know.
Ah, I know someone doing that. He went on Tucker Carlson. Okay, how about that? Two of the biggest losers on planet Earth.
Oh, God.
Aaron Rodgers and Tucker Carlson.
What a douche factor right
these
there.
Two right there. And then he goes, you know, that Poot guy's kind of smart. That's where he propped up the Poot guy who's killing people right now for no reason. We could go on and on.
Hey,
I mean, some of this
stuff. Hey, Putin, you know, invading shit was great back in 1944. Not so good right now.
I don't know. Some of this shit, like I said, it's so fucked up what comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth. And I think that's part of the reason the Packers got rid of him.
Right.
He was on the back end of his skills, and he's just a fucking whack job. And, you know.
Well, believe me, Packer backers were ready to see the ass into him leaving town.
I keep waiting for him to go, ah, ha, ha, just point at us and go, I was just kidding. I didn't mean that. Anyway, quarterback in the NFL, where, you know, kids kind of look up to those dudes.
Right.
Millions of people watching him play every week. And the shit that comes out of his mouth, it's really insane. I'm waiting for him to say that he's, I don't know, he's into the QAnon or Scientology or something. That's about the only two things left.
That would explain a
that,
lot.
That, you know, th- that would prove that he is ready to be fitted into a straitjacket. And I'm going to wrap this thing up. I could go on and on about these athletes. Look, dudes, just get out there and play your game. Get on the field. Get on the court. Do your thing. No, nobody wants to hear your shit. This Kyrie Irving guy in the NBA, he plays for the Dallas Mavericks now. Mark Cuban's writing him a check. This whack job in Dallas is doing good at the moment. When this thing comes out, they might be in the NBA playoff. I mean, finals. I don't know. I hope not. I could care less. I watch the NBA. I cut it on playoffs, finals, and it's like 8 minutes, and I can't take it. But Kyrie Irving, just another whack job who's worshipped by the fans of the Dallas Mavericks, when in reality, they're very disturbed cat. I think some of this comes with a job. The professional athlete, you know, there's a lot of pressure on them. I saw this stat that said 35% of elite athletes have mental health concerns, depression, anxiety, burn. I can see the burnout, you know, game after game, practice after practice. So, anyway, maybe we should give some of these dudes a pass. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Just go out, do your thing, do what you're paid for, and keep your twisted thoughts to yourself. All right, let's roll right into One Tough, Awesome Lady. Chris Carr. Chris with a K. 53 years young, residing in Connecticut. Chris Carr has been a dancer, actress, photographer. Appeared on Law and Order, done several commercials. Oh, she was one of the Budweiser girls in a Super Bowl commercial back in the day. That was big time back then. Forget about all that. In 2003, at the age of 32, Chris Carr was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that I'm not going to try to pronounce. It's EHE is a short name for the cancer.
I think she had it in her lungs, right?
It grows from the cells that make up
lungs
the blood,
and liver.
The blood vessels.
Lungs and liver.
Yeah, exactly. Effect. But she didn't let that go. Chris Carr didn't let it get her down. She, in 2007, released a documentary called Crazy Sexy Cancer, along with a book. The documentary was a big hit at the South by Southwest. Since then, Chris Carr has written Crazy Sexy Kitchen, Crazy Sexy Diet.
She seems to have made a whole lifestyle brand through trying to survive cancer and give people hope.
It's a very awesome story. She's doing great. There's more books coming. This lady, when most people would lay down and give up after learning they have cancer, Chris Carr has decided to make the most out of her life and try to help others battling cancer along the way. And that makes Chris Carr one tough, awesome lady. Are we watching stuff?
We're watching, and I'm going to just tell you, I did watch Bridgerton, and the carriage scene is worth watching.
Bridgerton?
Yeah.
What is
the
that?
Sexiest thing with
Bridget
so many
Tongue?
Bridgerton on Netflix. I'm just talking to the girls here. Yeah, that was really
boys
sexy.
Boys with
scene.
Shirts off?
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
And their butt showing?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm like, girls, if nothing else, watch the carriage scene. Okay.
Oh, they showed a penis?
No, it was... It was good. I did watch, and I'm late to the party on this one, Hacks, starring the fabulous Jean Smart. You remember her from Designing Women back in the day. It's about a successful legendary comedian that's losing her residency there in Vegas and hires a young writer to come help her write new jokes.
She disses.
Who she kind of disses and kind of, and the writer has kind of been blackballed away from Hollywood because she wrote an insensitive tweet. You know, she's been pushed to the back. And so far, it's really good because you get a very interesting perspective of two very funny women. It's an electric pair. You kind of have a young, a smart chick who's a bisexual and an old lady who's just trying to keep her career going. And it's had, it's now in season three. It's already been greenlit for season four. I just started watching it. It's really, really good. It's, let's see, Rotten Tomatoes has a 100 on the tomato reader meter. And it's at 85 of the audience meter. And you can find it on Max. It's really pretty good because and it's very reminiscent to me of Joan Rivers and some of the things that Joan Rivers went through. You know, if you watch Mrs. Mabel or knew anything but Joan Rivers, being a comedian, especially in the 60s and 70s, was a hard gig because you had to deal with a lot of sexism.
That's true. Very true.
And people trying to pigeonhole you into one spot. You know, and Jean Smart does a really great job. And you know, I just started season two where she's starting to go on back on the road, and it's really good. It's really worth a watch, if nothing else. And it's very funny. I definitely recommend it. Two thumbs up.
Hacks
on, you can only watch it on Max.
All right. Hacks on Max.
This All week right. we're doing a shot of the week is called the Fuzzy Balls.
Fuzzy Balls? Yeah. Ow. I don't know about that.
It's
an old guy drink.
They did four parts Fireball. I did two. One part OJ, one part Peach Schnapps.
Okay. Let's go back. Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
OJ.
Uh-huh.
And what?
Peach Schnapps.
That's it. And it's called?
Fuzzy Balls.
Oh, because it's a little fuzzy on top of the pulp.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Whoever came up with that just basically took what they had left. They had a little bit of schnapps because you can taste it. They had a little bit of Fireball. You can taste all three ingredients.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's bad.
I did dial it back a little on the Fireball.
If you'd have done what they said, it'd have been over Fireball.
Right. I think so.
All right. Give the Fuzzy Balls, I guess, a try. All right. This week, we were bumpered in with a band called Vampire Weekend, formed in 2006 from New York City, New York.
New York City, baby.
Vampire Weekend started as, it's like three college punks at Columbia.
Right.
Ivy League boys.
Smart boys.
Yes. The strange name comes from a short film project that Ezra Koenig was working on in college. Ezra is the main dude, vocals and guitar, Chris Baio on bass, Chris Thompson on drums. And they've been keeping their fans jamming for 18 years now. That's pretty wild.
Their first four studio albums topped the Billboard 200 chart. All of them.
Vampire Weekend. You'll hardly ever find me without words to describe like a style of music or a band. But with Vampire Weekend, I have no clue. I don't know how to describe it. They call it Afro-pop?
I get some talking heads from it because it's kind of artisty.
They're into Indian music, all this stuff that we've never heard.
Right. It's kind of, here's Kat Johnson's interpretation, intellectual alternative. That would be me.
It's way over my head. Okay. Nothing against Vampire Weekend.
Okay. I'm wondering if you know this. Ezra began dating Rashida Jones.
No shit.
Yes.
Get
and
out.
And they have a daughter together.
They're so still together?
They're still together. He calls her his wife. And here's the thing. Now, of course, that makes her dad's Quincy Jones. Imagine being Quincy Jones's son-in-law.
And we're Vampire Weekend playing this weekend in front of 1,500 people. Yeah, right. I love it. Today we were bumpered in with the...
Okay, I'm going to give you where they're playing.
Corn from their fifth studio album released just months ago called Only God Was Above Us, which is cool that they've been around this long and they've only put out 5 albums.
They took their time. They weren't rushed in their sophomore attempts.
Right. And this song, Capricorn, if you listen to it, it will stick in your head. Check out Vampire Weekend wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.